Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We've got a fun little surprise. Literally have no idea what's going to come out of this one, but we really wanted to take some time to just get you to get to know us and really just share with you really about our journeys and what it's like growing and scaling and building businesses and being entrepreneurs, but also just being spiritual human beings in the world and just what we experience, what's present for us, what's relevant in our life. And so with that, Dan, let's just go ahead and jam out a little bit here. And I'd love to know for you, like, what's most present for you in your life right now? What are the biggest areas that you're focusing on? And what's that like for you balancing all of that?
Sure. So this year is all about play. You know, if I don't really make many, you know, New Year's resolutions or whatever, but every year I tend to have a focus. And this year has really been about playing a lot. Over the last couple of years, I've had my phases of working my ass off. I had, you know, a little while ago, I had my year of like burning out every other week or every third week. You know, I've been there, done that. This year is really interesting. I'm really delving into my spirituality a lot. And I've been manifesting business at amazing, like stunning clients, like as like a mofo. But at the same time, it's really interesting. Like the longest week I really tend to work is 4 days out of the week. So I'll work like 3 or 4 days. I've been taking trips. I mean, just this last weekend, I took 2 days off to go to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, spending a lot of time going to other healers and teachers and just delving in, because that for me is play. You know, and that's why I bug you whenever you tell me like, oh, yeah, I had this great energy healing session. I'm like, tell me, teach me, show me, introduce me. I want to know. I want to try. Because to me, it's like playing with a new toy. And so I'm doing a lot of that, which is gorgeous because like I get to heal. I get to learn some new stuff that I could bring to my clients. But to me, it's just experiencing more magic in life. I've been playing hooky and going to Disneyland with my girlfriend. We're planning trips. I'm going to Europe for 3 weeks and Italy and Greece. I'm going to be a groomsman in my buddy's wedding there in Positano. So it's a lot of that. It's a lot of just finding new ways to have as much fun as possible this year. But yeah, I mean, I'm still working kind of a lot. But the gorgeous thing is that this year I have felt that my life is more intense. Like I'm doing a lot more, but it's brought this sense of real groundedness and like a lot of fun. And it's weird. I don't know if I have like a work-life balance, whatever that means. All I know is I'm having more fun this year than I think I may have ever had before.
Dig it. I love it. It's so fun too, because it's like even reflecting back for me over the last few years, I feel like we're running a parallel journey just in our own evolution in entrepreneurship and in business. And definitely feeling like that whole burnout phase and also being more so in like a season of play where it's like, oh, things are working. I don't have to like keep wondering what to do, but it's like you've kind of like hacked the system in a way. And it's interesting because it was almost like there was a time frame where it was kind of like, okay, I have all of this time on my hands. What do I do with it? Right? Because you've like worked so hard up to this point and now you're here and you've achieved a certain level of success, a level of success that you never like, you knew was possible, right? And now it's like real. And now you're like, all right, I've got the time. I've got the money. What do I want to do? Like, who am I?
Part A. No, it's really interesting. This year is also the year where I'm like backing away from like raging partying, like drinking and whatever. But I have found myself like, I've been enjoying LA a lot this year. Like LA is this weird, fun city and it's been getting really into escape rooms, which I've found is like my new obsession, which I just fucking love. And they have these weird like art exhibits that are coming out that are these immersive, often very spiritual kind of events or museums or exhibits that are just really super fun. Like they have this thing called the Wisdome here in LA, where it's like these five different domes. And we went into an event called Samskara, where they had in each one of these domes a different kind of a lot of is like shamanistic sort of art. Do you know what Android Jones is?
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Right. Now I have two of his pieces, big ass pieces on my wall. They're crazy. There's these holograms and they look gorgeous. And they look like paintings. And then if you move just a little bit, they morph slowly into different images. And usually each panel will have about three different images and they're all super powerful images in them of gods or from all sorts of different belief systems or these sort of, you know, Mother Earth and Father Sky kind of characters. So they had a couple of domes of that and then one dome just of VR experiences that you could participate in. And then one huge dome where the ceiling was a screen that had these 3D visualizations that would take you through these worlds of gods and demons and creatures and far off worlds from different religions. As there was like a live DJ just going to town, like super based out and everybody's lying on the floor, just loving it. Everybody dressed like their burner best and everything. So I've been like hunting these experiences and just like really getting into it. And it's just, I don't know. It's been really fun to find these like mini little escapes like in the middle of LA. I love it.
I love that. Literal escapes. It's been interesting too. And I know that you've definitely been on a hell of a spiritual journey just with all the different workers that I know you've been working with and doing the deep inner work. What's for you been something that you've really been excited about and something that maybe has been a surprisingly interesting challenge or opportunity, depending on however we want to look at it?
Sure. I'm just excited because I feel like the more work I do on myself, and I talked about Alan before. So if you haven't heard me talk about my favorite healer of late, I'm going to call you out here. I hope you don't mind this. Alan Reed, she's just a fucking rock star and quite possibly the weirdest person I've ever met in my entire life. But I'm addicted to working with her. I cannot wait for every single session because the work that she does is super profound. So guys, in case you haven't heard me talk about her before, there's an episode we did a little while back of just Sophie and me talking about like weird spiritual shit, where I went into like some of the stuff that Alan has been teaching me. And Sophie has introduced us. So go back and check that out if you really want to kind of see it. But Alan does work that is so far out to me. I have never come across anything like it. I haven't even heard of anything like this before. And she sees the world and reality in such a different way that at some levels, it's like hard for me to wrap my mind around because it's so different. But the other part of me, like the child in me who loves fantasy and loves like Lord of the Rings and sci-fi and like loves magic of all kinds, like I am so hooked, like so hooked on the stuff that she's been teaching me. That I think, you know, to answer like the favorite thing, the thing that I'm really excited about is just to see where it goes. Because that's the other thing. She hasn't told me where we're going with this. Like, I don't know what I'm going to be learning next. So it's always a surprise, right? So on like so many different levels, she hits me just the right way and never ceases to fascinate me with the things that she knows and the ways that she understands and sees things. And like our conversations are always mind-blowing. And so that, and I've been experimenting with other healing modalities and energy healers. And just like, I feel like I'm like hunting wizards. Just like going out there and experimenting with the different kinds of magic in the world. And it's been such a trip. Like I've been loving it. So that's on one side. So I think the challenge there has been like I'm branching out and, you know, like I'm learning how to market myself in different ways where I've never really had to market myself before. I created my business off of like sheer manifestation and being really fucking good at what I do. So this is like a different realm, and it's fun and it's challenging and it's a new puzzle that I'm learning how to unlock. And it's frustrating as well because I'm not used to this way of thought and I'm not used to having trouble with things. I'm used to things coming fairly easily to me. So I dig it. Yeah, I just love puzzles. So this is a really fun puzzle for me to work on. And I know that when I do it, I'll be able to increase my impact quite a bit and reach even more people and do even more fun things with them. And that lights my heart on fire because that's really what I'm here for. Like, I want to help as many people as possible. And I love that. Like, that's another one of my like hardcore addictions, is seeing that I can impact even just one person and like my entire world gets even brighter. And learning how to write in an effective way that not only draws people into my world and the way that I think, but also helps them. It's this new toy that I cannot wait to really master. What about you though? Let's turn those questions on you.
Oh, are we flipping the screen? I was like ready to go somewhere else.
No. This is about both of us, right? We're talking about both of us. This is your idea, okay? Don't you back out now.
Like, you're packing it all on me now. What were the questions?
So you asked, like, what's one of the things that's like really exciting you and like making your heart happy now? And what's one of the, I think you said like opportunities to grow, you know, challenges you're working on, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Woof. I'm like getting nervous over here. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've
got like Sophie nervous. The super coach getting nervous.
I am so human. It's crazy. I'm so human. I'm superhuman. I feel like the biggest space for me is just this massive level of self-exploration that I feel I'm just like deep diving into. And it's been a process for a while now, but it's like the season that I'm in my own evolution, my own like really discovering and just embracing like all of these different dynamics and aspects and dimensions of my being are just insane. And I'm like, who is this woman? Like, where did she come from? And it's been amazing. I've definitely, similar to you, Dan, this year has been a lot more about like me really getting to know me and me really evolving and up-leveling every aspect of myself. And a big part of that has been exploring aspects of me that I didn't ever explore previously. One piece of that has obviously been like tapping into more of the spiritual side and definitely doing a lot of the woo work. Another big component has been really exploring more of this like feminine flow and tapping into my sensuality and my sexuality and doing more of this embodiment work, which I so deeply love. Because it's just like, having operated from such a masculine state for so long, where it was like hustle, 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 go, 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 to being able to really drop in to my heart space and embody just this essence, just this energy. And I'm sure you can hear it just in the tone of my voice as I start to like shift into it.
And you should see Sophie, like when she started talking about that first, like, start off really stiff, and now she's like dancing in her seat as she's talking to me right now.
It's so fun because it's just like I see how much all of this is just elevating everything else that I'm doing in every aspect of my life, and it just excites me because a big part of what I'm tapping into and what just continues to show up is the synchronizations around how the entire hierarchy and the entire paradigm is shifting right now as part of the collective consciousness. And for those of you that are tapped in, you'll be familiar with what I'm speaking to. But we're changing from a patriarchy to now really stepping into where the feminine energy, the feminine essence is stepping into leadership. It's stepping into really leading the way. And that's what's happening right now. And it's so amazing to feel and be part of that collective, that shifting of the energy, and that you're seeing so many more feminine women stepping into leadership and owning that space and talking about self-love and self-care and nurturing your way and alignment and embodiment and all of the stuff is just like balls to the walls, ovaries to the walls, like amazing.
Ovaries to the wall.
Ovaries to the wall.
There's a shirt.
It's great. It's great. And then as far as like challenge, opportunity, challenge, frustration, for me, it's been, gosh, and I've spent the last 4 years really just obsessing with everything business and marketing. And so it's why I'm like such a beast and a boss when it comes to business and marketing and all of the fun copy content, all of that. It's like second nature. I can do it in my sleep. But what's been interesting is really discovering myself outside of the business and more specifically speaking to like relationships and dating. And that's been like a whole other fucking mirror for me lately, which has really brought up a lot of opportunities for healing. Even though
you can hear who's a coach, because only coaches say shit like that.
Opportunities. It's been interesting, and I'm coming up on a year of like being single, and it's the longest that I've ever not been in a relationship since I was like 14. And it's kind of like crazy for me, because it's like after having gone through the breakup that I went through last summer, it was like a huge like identity crisis for me, where I was like, who the fuck am I? And like, how do I hold space for myself? And like, I'm not living at home anymore, and I have my own place, and I'm running my own business, and all of this shit is on me. And having spent the last almost year like really building the foundation for myself and the groundwork and what I now have is like my space, it's kind of like, okay, what am I calling in? Like, what am I cultivating? Who am I co-creating with? Like, what am I stepping into, and what does that look like? And oh my God, people are triggering. Wow. You know, Dan and I were just, we were jamming out earlier, and you were asking me about like what's been happening in your dating life. And I'm like, well, here's the shit show that is my dating life. And it's been interesting. And I'm sure a lot of women can relate to this in the sense that, and men as well, the more conscious you become, the more self-evolved and more self-aware you become, the less, I don't want to use tolerant, but the less compatible you are to people that are not at a similar vibrational frequency or a similar level of consciousness. So the dating pool just like shrinks. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really interesting to start to play in that space and start to explore it and start to see what comes up and what I'm now processing and releasing and healing and all of this karmic energy that has been carried through ancestral lines. And obviously this is the more spiritual woo work that I do, but it's just insane to me how much my body and my consciousness is still healing.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a big thing. And I really have noticed that as well. In general, it's not just even with dating, right? I've noticed that I become steadily more incompatible with people in general. The more I sort of wake up to who I am, because it's something that happens with my clients a lot too. Like a client will come in with a belief of, I'm not good enough, whatever. We'll pop that belief and they'll come back the next session. And they'll say, you know, it's so weird that I get rid of it in me and I can see it in whoever has it now. Mm-hmm. It's like they have this spidey sense for like, now that they're on the other side, they see it in other people and it's like friction. It creates even more friction in them because now they're, you know, very different from that. Well, I feel like when we become even more spiritual, when we know ourselves even more, the more work that we do, that happens as well, where I can see when, okay, this person is just not even awake, or this person is not aware, or they're in a totally different kind of world. They're more into, you know, they're more into hedonism. They're more into like rage culture. They're more into whatever, money or flash, or they're just kind of go through life. And it is like nails on a chalkboard for me. I don't know. I mean, fortunately, I have a girlfriend who's like super into growing herself and getting to know herself as well. And she's also very open-minded. But I remember having a conversation with her very early in our relationship where I had to tell her, like, lay it down. Like, listen, you know, if we're gonna do this thing, you have to know who I am. And I change fast. And when I change, it's in a big way. And you need to be on that level Because if you're not, we're going to grow really quickly apart and we're going to grow incompatible. Like that's just what's going to happen. It's not, this isn't me being, you know, trying to come off as harsh. This is just, I've seen it happen with a lot of my friendships and a lot of my other relationships. And I want to make sure that if we're going to have a relationship, that we set ourselves up for at least a chance at lasting happiness.
Yeah.
Right. And it, yeah, it's a blessing and a curse because sometimes I wish I could just be back in my party ways and go after party chicks who are hot and just doing their own thing. But like, I can't do that. I can't get myself fully into that space. I can go to a festival and have fun with people for a short amount of time, but it's not something that I can sustain. I can't live there.
Yeah, I feel that. It's definitely really interesting. And I feel like this just applies to the collective for everyone. And I know a lot more of the audience that we've been cultivating more recently has been a more spiritual, more conscious audience. And it's kind of like we're all seeking like that place to call home, right? Like that community that we vibe with that gets us where you feel fully seen and fully heard and just fully accepted and just loved. And it's so interesting to be a part of that and to kind of just like walk around and you see everyone else living their lives and doing their things and to just be so aware of such a different way of existing.
Yeah. And this is beautiful because I love how this mirrors into like every part of our lives, right? Mm. This happens in business too. You know, we're looking for our place. Like I'm currently like restructuring how I show up and I'm like looking for my next home in my business.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
What is the legacy that you're wanting to step into with like the Dan Mendela legacy? What does that look like? What is the rawest, truest expression of you? And what would that look like in your business?
Oh, okay. So this is where I'm going. And my goal is to, by the end of this year, have a certification program for other coaches to give them something. And it's not, you know, it's going to be a real strict thing. So I've seen a lot of programs out there who they dilute the power of their certifications by certifying too many people. Mm. They make it too easy. Where I want to make something where I don't certify a lot of people. It's going to be a rigorous program. It's going to be hard to get into. It's going to be expensive. And it's really going to be for the people who are like really prepared to up level and do some really intense work where I'll teach them how to do all of the things that I do that have made me so successful. All the tweaks and all the things that I have not seen anybody else do. Then I'm going to let them all have it, have 100% of everything and make sure that when they get certified, they are raging badasses and also help them with a business. I'll help them set up their own businesses. But what my vision is that I'll have coaches, not just all doing the same things. Like I will look for people who do different things. So we'll have a body image or, you know, like a weight loss. I hate saying weight loss, but like weight loss coach, whatever, you know, coach working with kids, coach working with couples, coach working this and that. So that people would know that they would have their options. So whoever comes in to this organization looking for an awesome coach will have someone who specializes in helping them. And they'll know that by having that seal on that certification that they will get the absolute highest level of care. Mm. Because for me, you know, I used to think that I wanted to be another Tony Robbins. Up in front of a room full of 10,000 people, 15,000 people. And I know that if I wanted to do that, I could. But it was really interesting. I never really fully connected with that vision. And I never really understood why. It was actually Gene Keys that helped me figure it out.
Yeah.
And, right?
Yes.
Beautiful stuff, right? How do you pronounce his last name? Is it Dan Reagan?
Reagan.
Dan Reagan, shout out for you, my man. You're doing amazing work. And I don't mind plugging the shit out of you. Guys, if you want to learn Gene Keys, if you want to get to know yourself in a totally different way that will blow your fucking mind, then look him up.
Or, man.
Yeah, connect with me or Sophie. We'll happily introduce you to Dan. He's the guy you should work with. So with that, I really found something that really did make my heart happy, which is I don't need to be in the spotlight. I don't even want to be in the spotlight. I want to be known to the people who should know. Right. The people who I want to work with ultimately are influencers and celebrities, not for the celebrity, for myself, just because they have huge impact on this world.
Yep, I feel that.
And so I don't need to be in front of a room full of 15,000 people to affect 15,000 people. I can work with those people and I can train amazing coaches to go out there and do this work. And to me, that feels like magic. That feels like a legacy, like something that I will know that I have made a very serious and indelibly positive mark on this world. Mm. What about you?
I'm just holding that vision for you for a second. Hold on, hold on. Like, moving on. I've got like goosebumps as you're talking and I'm like tearing up over here.
Well, see, I guess maybe it's because I see this for myself every day. Yeah. Like literally every day. I know that it's going to happen. It might not happen at the end of this year, but I know it's going to happen very soon.
Yeah. This is the first time that I'm like actually like auditorily hearing you say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But that's why I brushed off, because for me, it's like, eh, you know, just whatever. Eh.
Yeah. No, this is a big deal.
But yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it feels really, really potent. Like my entire body is responding so well. It's just like really warm and fuzzy and yeah.
Yeah. And what's beautiful is that it's already happening. Like I've already have been working with celebrities and I have been working with influencers. Mm-hmm. And every time I get like a giddy, like a little schoolboy, because I'm like, yes. You know, I work with someone who has a couple million followers. I'm like, yes. Be the satellite, you know, like I just see this person sharing something, one gem that I help them realize about themselves and then just popping off to a million people.
Yeah. Amazing.
And it's like, that idea is so sexy to me. It's unreal.
Oh, so good. I love that. I'm so stoked for you in so many ways. Yeah. Yeah. This is a big one. It's been shifting as well. What I'm really feeling called to step into is it's similar in the sense of like business and marketing, but so much more from a place of embodiment and alignment and really just coming from that feminine essence and just kind of like tying back to what I was mentioning earlier. It's something that's so underutilized in the industry. And it's also something where I am very protective about who I bring on board and about who I support and making sure that the people that I do support are legitimate people that actually know what they're doing, because the stuff that I teach fucking works. And I don't want someone who isn't genuine and is not in their heart space to be learning how to market and bringing people in that they're not genuinely caring about. So for me, a lot of what I'm step tuning into is really holding the vision for this incredible community, women learning how to embody their wholeness, their divinity, their absolute essence, their shadow side and their light side in their business, and to be able to be fully expressed in exactly what it is they do, but also really knowing how to market themselves, learning how to actually hold space for themselves, how to actually grow what it is that they're doing, their mission, their vision, in a way that's impacting more people. And similar to you, in the sense of the people that I want to work with, the people that I call in are those that are really doing more of the bigger work. They're here to not just work with one or two people. They're here to really make a difference in the world. And they really hold high integrity for having a vision that's bigger than them. And yeah, I feel like that's a big piece of it. And that's really a big part of what we're cultivating right now. I just teamed up with one of my business besties. Her name's Mel. You guys probably have seen us on Instagram and all our boys and business conversations. But it's amazing because she brings such a different dynamic where she's this incredible branding and web design expert. She's got 10 plus years of experience working with some of the top name brands in the industry and even in some in the world. And she brings so much of the more systematic, more design brand aspects, which are components that are fucking fantastic, but are not my zone of genius. And really seeing the power in collaboration. And as we're building this brand together and this business together and really focusing on empowering women to take back their power and to really embrace every aspect of who they be, not just the, I need to be lighthearted and spiritual, but also the, I'm a badass bitch and I can get shit done. Because you need both. And that's really the vision. That's where we're going.
I dig it. I really, really dig it. At some point, Sophie, we should probably do something, collaborate. Like
we do. We need to do. I know.
The masculine and feminine together.
I was visualizing that the other day during a meditation. There was a download that was coming through and just like needing to do more work with men, but not really feeling like I want to open up an entire container for that. Just mm-hmm. because the container that I have is so sacred for the women that I work with that I,
sure.
like, nothing against men whatsoever, but having like a sacred sisterhood and a community of just women where we get to talk about periods and business, you know, you guys can't, like, I love you, but no.
We got no business in that conversation. It's okay.
But I do feel that. I definitely feel the download that was coming through was definitely doing something around working with more male entrepreneurs and really that empowerment and that business and that marketing aspect of like, hey, let's talk about what it would actually look like for you to really grow this puppy.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know, it's a lot of fun stuff that I see coming down the pipes here with this sort of melding, right? Mm-hmm. As there is a huge movement of women working with women and now men are doing their own things. You know, they're like man caves now.
Is that what they are?
I guess it's a thing.
I'm so unaware of any of the male aspect.
I wasn't even aware of it either. It's like, I don't look for that kind of stuff, right? And to be honest, I'm not even interested in that.
Mm.
I don't need to be in a community of just men. Every once in a while, you'll hang out with my boys, right? Mm. But I do love the ideas here because eventually what I see happening is those communities colliding.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because right now, I think we're sort of insulating or people are insulating each other so that they can balance out.
Yeah.
So that they can really find themselves, come into wholeness together. Mm-hmm. But the next logical step after you do that is to connect.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about that step.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because it's like the difference between two people who only know half of themselves trying to date or get into a relationship versus. Right.
Yep.
Where it's like one, you know, it's just like, who knows what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, it could be great, could be terrible. I don't know. Let's find out. Versus two whole people meet, they create something really beautiful and magical. And I see that coming around the corner. That just seems really exciting to me.
I feel that. Yeah, definitely. There's so much that's just like happening. And I feel like just the collective in the sense that a lot of men are healing a lot of that wounded masculine that they're feeling right now. There's a lot of men who are waking up and recognizing just the wounds that they have as women are stepping into, or just the feminine in general, is stepping into having more of a leadership role, and the patriarchy is starting to dissolve. Not that there's anything wrong with that or that I'm like a feminist or anything like that. It's just recognizing that the balance of energy and leadership with energy is what's shifting. And yeah, it is really interesting to see a lot of men starting to recognize their own masculinity and to recognize how to be in that state of presence, that divine masculine energy, that divine presence, and really hold space in a really loving and powerful way. And oh man, we could go deep on this one, but
we'll save that one for another episode.
Yeah, this is exciting. I feel like this is the next big thing that's really going to be cultivating, is it's both individuals, women and men, learning how to step into their divine essence and how to really cultivate a community and are really an impact in the collective together.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to what you're talking about, that deep embodiment experience and really seeing the world as like whole.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think this is a perfect place. Going this way, we could go on forever. Yeah. Here, we should probably have more of these episodes. But hey, you know, as you're listening to this, let us know what you think of episodes like this. I know this is kind of like an experiment for Sophie and me to throw this out there for you to see, is this something that you enjoy? Do you get something out of this? Do you like it? So hit us up, let us know, or take a screenshot of your phone, you know, as you're listening to this podcast, put it up on your stories and tag us, leave us a review, share this out. These are all different ways that you can let us know that this is what you're looking for. You want more of this, that you dig this. Send us questions. By the way, you can reach out on Instagram to either one of us or hit us up on Facebook or whatever. And if you want to hear something, if you want to hear our takes on something, you want to learn about something, or if you hated this episode, let us know that too. Right? He's like, Dan, this is bullshit. I fucking hate this. Unfollow. Fine. Let me know. Right. Because that way we kind of get the temperature of the room and we see mm-hmm. what's going on. So we can give you more of what you really like and what, you know, more of what's really impactful for you.
Yeah, you got it. So thank you so, so much for tuning in and just playing with us and experimenting with us. We just love and appreciate each and every single one of you. And we just love sharing more of who we really are, more than just what we know, but who we be in the world. So loving on each of you so much. Thank you for tuning in. And we will see you on the next episode.
Lots of love, guys. Bye.